468 at Syracuse and Richmond, on a layover.
468, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Okay, so I called earlier. I spoke about a man who's been riding my bus a couple of rounds. He doesn't know where he lives. He's very confused. He doesn't speak English very well. He said he's cold, muy frio, and hungry, and he wants help.
Okay, and I'm happy to give him some help. So what kind of help would he like? Does he need medical? Does he need to find a place to stay? What's going on?
Well, his face is banged up. It looks like maybe he's taken a fall somewhere. I don't understand Spanish that well, so I'm not sure what kind of help he needs. Maybe medical.
All right, copy that. And I'm trying to figure out how we can communicate that with him. I mean, do you have like a phone with you? Maybe you could like Google an ambulance and try to find out if he needs it. Does that make sense?
You want me to call 911?
No, I don't want you to do that. What I want you to do is maybe take your phone out. If you can get out of the seat, take your phone out and then Google a picture of an ambulance and try to ask him if that's what he wants. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of help he needs if there's a communication barrier. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can give that a try and see if that will help. Sure.
All right, copy that. And, you know, at the end of the road here, the downtown, we're going to have a supervisor just meet up with you just to see if they can maybe help communicate with him. So if you're not able to find much out right now, don't worry a whole lot about it. You know, just keep him safe, keep him warm. You know, we'll see if we can get him some help, okay?
Okay, should I add that he's crying?
He's crying? Okay. Yeah, that's important for sure. Like I said, just try to Google that. Just see if you can find out if he needs an ambulance. You know, like I said, he might just need a warm place to be, and that's why he's riding your bus. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. But I'm going to end soon, and he's going to be somewhere he has no idea where he is, and it's going to be cold outside, and I'm worried for this guy.
Yes, I understand that. You have a whole other round trip, and we do have a supervisor already lined up to meet you downtown. When you get back there at 11:15, they might be able to provide a little more assistance. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Please call me back if you find out that he needs something specific, okay?
Copy.
2216.